Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Safety FM Mini. Yeah, let's go ahead and get this started. I know, a little bit different intro than what we normally do, but those things happen as we are talking. I'm coming to the realization that the mini isn't so mini and the long version isn't so long. It seems like we found a happy medium as of late, and it seems that that seems to be what we are talking about as we do the things. And listen, I know that I have taken the slant recently into talking mostly about psychology, but I want to make sure that we have a clear understanding on what the hell is going on as we are talking about some of these things. So let's talk about the subject matter for today. Why chasing pleasure won't make you happy and what to run after instead. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know sometimes it can come across as a little preachy, and that's definitely not the case. But we've all heard that old adage of you need to do your work before you play and such. I mean, that's just kind of one of those proverbs, if one may say so, of things that you should be doing. To many of us, they seem like necessities only because they're arbitrary rules. Surely if we've had all the time and money we could ever need without having any chores, study, or go to work, a life of partying, enjoying life, that would be the best, right? I mean, according to some, that would probably be the best life ever. Well, maybe. Let's dive a bit deeper into happiness and, more importantly, why chasing pleasure won't really make you happy. So is happiness ever enough? And some might even say is happiness is never enough. So let's kind of take a look and some swings into this. If we automated all labor at this point, what's happening in parts of right now, and all had spare time in the world, then why wouldn't we be better off for it? Well, the simple answer is that our bodies simply weren't made for that. Biologically speaking, our nervous and chemical reward systems aren't attuned to the easy and fast fulfillment of the evolutionary needs. This is why, for example, our bodies make fatty and sugary foods so tasty, because it's the primordial savinus. I don't even know. It's that primordial instinct where our brains did the majority of their evolution. These foods were rare, and getting even a bit of them made sure that we didn't starve if we didn't find the food for days. However, when a bag of chips or cookies costs a measly sum, just a few dollars, we can buy them, and eventually the convenience is just stored for a few blocks away. I mean, it's the easiest thing. We can just walk down there and do this. But our brains haven't gotten to that message yet to speak and get the obesity epidemic rolling. Let's think about this real quick. The same thing's going to be applied to happiness. Even if you were, if you had all the money in the world, lounging around all day, doing nothing but fulfilling your desires isn't good for the mental health. Well, at least that's what I've read. There may be an antidotal or unscientific example, but depressed, divorced, and unfulfilled millionaires or celebrities are unfortunately an expected crew of people. Yet still, it's sad proof that these things won't make you happy if you had all the time in the world. And I mean, I think that might be a little shallow-minded by my part in regards of, I mean, these celebrities and actors are still doing a level of work, but it's just a kind of in a different virtue. So can happiness be rebranded? Well, I don't know. We do have a show called Rebranding Safety on the network, but can happiness be rebranded? Well, all that said, of course it can. Happiness and pleasure aren't inherently a bad things. It isn't necessarily that we still have our soul-crushing or physically exhausting job, even if we have the option not to do so. The answer is that to rebrand pleasure or happiness while still attaining it in the end, but it not begin as the main goal. My main goal is to be satisfied by seeking pleasure. Yeah, I'd probably not a good idea to go out there and say that. As one great philosopher once said, pursue fulfillment and happiness will come. Happiness is a natural product of fulfillment, but it doesn't work the other way around. Sex makes you happy. Working over complex issues of a relationship and learning to compromise, not so much, but it guarantees a fulfilling and stable environment that provides the former. Creating music can bring you happiness, but if you want it to be truly worthwhile song, you have to go through the hours of practice, possibly disagreements with your bandmates, and paying for the equipment. You get the gist of what I'm trying to say here. I mean, I guess I could break this down into a radio show if we wanted to go into that level. But if you adopt the simple mindset that they don't miss out on happiness, no one is saying we need to live in a cave and like a hermit or anything like that, or like the Stoics did might suggest. But they, you know, they can change their priorities a little bit. At the end of the day, if you still don't believe that this is to be the best way to move forward, there is a simple thought experiment to illustrate the whole debate. If every day of your life was the most pleasurable and blissful one without any hardship, when wouldn't the next super amazing day just be normal and mundane? You can answer this for yourself. There's a movie that I used to watch all the time that was called Vanilla Sky. And a guy said something inside of there that says, you can't have the sweet without the sour. That's the thought I would love to leave you with today. Can you have the sweet without the sour? There you go. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Safety FM Mini. I'll catch you on the next round.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.